Well, like I asked the kids and the kids sermon and you, if you were participating in that, have you ever had trouble recognizing someone? Maybe they cut their hair, or they got glasses, or they somehow changed drastically in physical appearance. Or maybe you're just seeing them outside of the normal context in which you see them, and so it's hard to recognize them in this new element. In reading our gospel text for this week, I've been thinking a lot about the disciples' struggle to recognize Jesus. And in thinking about this story, one of my favorites, this journey on the road to Emmaus, I've realized that in the past year, I've had trouble recognizing people when they're wearing their masks. And whether it's the masks or just the overall effects of the pandemic, we've all been changed by this last year. We're all a little bit different now. When others see us, they might comment on how we look different or act different. And maybe even some days you don't fully recognize yourself. We struggle to recognize. We struggle to put two and two together. We can't always see the person or the thing, even when it's right in front of us. Now, on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. In the story, just 3 days ago, Cleopas and his friend were some of Jesus' closest followers. It's absurd, even comical, that now they cannot recognize the man they thought was the Messiah. Their experience reminds me a bit of what it's like to run into your teacher outside of school. I can remember once in elementary school going out to dinner with my parents on a weekend and being stopped by my third grade teacher, who was also at the restaurant, and being surprised, not knowing what to say, because what was Mrs. V doing outside the school building? Here was someone that I saw 5 days a week, had just seen probably 24 hours earlier, but it took a double or even a triple take to finally recognize her in her different clothes and seated with her family. So I have sympathy for the disciples. How much harder it must have been for them to recognize someone that they didn't ever expect to see again because they thought that Jesus was dead. Add to the situation the trauma of having witnessed the brutal death of their friend and leader, the crushing of their hopes that Jesus was to be the Messiah, and it makes more sense that they were kept from recognizing him. Under the stress of trauma, our brains behave differently. Psychiatrist Bessel van der Kolk says that being traumatized means continuing to organize your life as if the trauma were still going on. Every new encounter or event is contaminated by the past. You and I know this to be true, as we have lived through the trauma of a global pandemic. We joke about pandemic brain and not being able to remember things, not being able to focus, not being able to plan very far ahead in advance because the trauma of the current pandemic is still so fresh and so much remains uncertain. The days following the death of Jesus seem to have left people feeling much the same way. Unable to recognize the man walking alongside them, unable to see the world through anything other than the lens of grief. When living under the stress of trauma, we struggle to recognize the world around us. Our God has a sense of humor, though. Jesus likes to lighten the mood. God makes room for joking around and maybe even playing us just a bit. Today, Luke's story of the road to Emmaus shows that while grief and sorrow are real, there can still be space for humor and laughter and joy. Perhaps two of the most humorous moments in the Gospels are when Cleopas and his friends say, "Are you the only one who doesn't know these things that have happened in Jerusalem?" And Jesus says, "What things?" And then that big reveal at the end of the story when they realize that it was Jesus all along. I can imagine Jesus walking along, patiently teaching these men as he goes through all the prophets, all the scriptures, but also giggling to himself just a little at how surprised they'll be when they find out it's really him and he's been with them this whole time. Can't you imagine him with a twinkle in his eye as he sits down to eat with these folks and then lifts the bread to bless it and break it to share? It's kind of the ultimate biblical gotcha moment. And it happens just days after the devastation of the crucifixion. Even in grief, even in trauma, there can be humor, there can be joy, maybe even laughter. And this is good news for us today. As we continue to lament being apart from one another, continue to live into what it means to go about each day in a world governed by pandemic precautions, we need the good news of humor. We need laughter. We need joy. We need to be able to joke around and take a few minutes for fun every day. Not take ourselves too seriously. Otherwise, too easily we might be swallowed up by our grief and disappointment with the way things are right now. I've noticed that in the last year, and particularly as we entered into 2021, I've tended to read and watch mostly, almost exclusively, comedic material. It gives my mind a break from thinking about logistics and wondering about plans that just can't be nailed down. It lets the stress out of my body and mind. And while people will say, well, laughter is the best medicine, in many ways, I think that's true. We need humor to lighten our moods. And once we've let all the stress and weariness out of our bodies, we're usually able to have a little more perspective, a little more hope. While it's funny, even absurd, that Jesus acts like he doesn't know anything about what happened in Jerusalem and spends a good part of a day hiding his identity from his disciples, the humor of it all ultimately leads the disciples to hope. When Jesus was at the table with them, he took bread and blessed it and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened. They recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us? That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, the Lord has risen and he has appeared to Simon. Then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. In watching Jesus break bread with them, Cleopas and his friend suddenly experienced their mourning turn into joy, even awe and hope. And in fact, they are so filled with hope that they go back that same day, back to Jerusalem, back to that place that only days before had borne witness to so much pain and grief and lament. Back so that they can share the news of the resurrection with the others. Humor gives hope. And humor is a powerful force. God knows this. And God has a sense of humor and uses that humor to bring hope to our saddest of places. Shared meals are one place that can be great for humor and hope. In Luke's gospel, Jesus is always sharing a meal. And so because of this, I like to think of the Jesus in Luke as hungry Jesus. Hungry Jesus always wants to eat with people. There are actually 10 instances of meals in the gospel of Luke and another 7 times where food gets mentioned. But now think back to the last time you shared a meal with others. Maybe it was just last night or this morning. Maybe it was on Easter Sunday. Maybe it was during our Monday-Thursday dinner church. There's often a lot of laughter at communal meals. People make jokes, and there's great joy in being together in some form. to share in good food and good company. In Luke, the resurrected Jesus shares bread once again with his followers. Perhaps they made jokes in between small talk too. And whether the whole household got in on the conversation or not, in feeding them, Jesus opens their eyes, helping them to see that he was with them the whole time. After spending the whole day with these two followers, it's not his teaching that opens their eyes. It's not even his physical presence. It's his sharing of bread with his friends, probably with that twinkle in his eye the whole time. Jesus has a sense of humor. This Easter season, when you find yourself frustrated or saddened or let down by the day, remember this God who bit back a smile and said, "What things?" to the surprise of his followers. Finding humor even as we struggle can break the tension, reorient our gaze, and give us hope. Amen.